Behar, Dems should ignore everything on Cuomo accusations, use the Republican model. By Pam Key on March 2, 2021. Joy Behar told her co-hosts on Tuesday on ABC's The View that Democrats should ignore everything regarding the allegations of sexual harassment against Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, using what she claimed is the Republican model. In a clip from Fox News, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said, "Here's what I would tell my Democratic colleagues to do, follow the Republican model. We had a Republican nominee for the Supreme Court be accused of something the day before we voted, the moment before we voted. We could have gone ahead and said this. It's too late. You sat on it. It's not fair. We stopped the entire damn process." Co-host Anna Navarro said, "The Republican model is to look away and look the other way and play dumb on the accusations against Donald Trump. Look, it's 2021. There is no excuse for some of the things that Andrew Cuomo is being accused of. Number 65-year-old man should be asking a 25-year-old woman what her sex life is unless he's her gynecologist. That is just inexcusable. I'm upset it happened last year. This wasn't 10 years ago. This was after Me Too, this is after Time's Up. He should have known better. But I'm going to wait for the full investigation to come out and see what the truth is. I hope that happens." Co-host Whoopi Goldberg said, "So, Joy, I can't wait to hear your answer on this. What do you think about Lindsey Graham's Republican model?" Behar said, "Well, yes, I do agree with them they should use the Republican model, which is to basically ignore everything like they did with Kavanaugh. They had no witnesses, they had a 3-day investigation. Rob Porter, remember him, physically abused 2 of his wives. I remember Trump said, 'I wish him well.' Didn't they back up Roy Moore for a long time?" She added, "I mean, the Republican playbook is, let's hope that this goes away, and let's not really go into it. So he's right. We should use the Republican playbook because the Democrats do the opposite." A case in point, Al Franken, Senator Gillibrand. Off with his head immediately, you know, he needs to resign, and a lot of Democrats got behind it. Now I notice she's changed her tune. Now she's taking the Republican playbook to heart. Well, let's investigate this time. Let's see what the allegation comes to. So, yes, good, thank you, Lindsey. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.